A lot of Bills fans in the audience, a lot of fantasy football players, no doubt, in the audience as well. And it's probably not too early to start thinking about your fantasy team. On the line with us live right now is a columnist and on-air personality for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Jamie Eisenberg joins us live. Jamie, thanks for coming on the air with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Is it, in fact, too early to start thinking about your fantasy football team?
Well, it's never too early to start thinking about it. You know, we wouldn't recommend necessarily drafting now, but, you know, start getting those ideas about which players you like, which players you don't like, and, you know, start thinking about where you want to take those guys on drafting.
Well, you've done a pretty comprehensive survey of fantasy football, or actually rosters, and how they might look, including the Buffalo Bills roster. And the one thing that you came across, that came across from your writing, the fantasy outlooks for 2014, you like what the Bills did going up to get Sammy Watkins at number 4 overall.
Well, we like offense, you know, when you talk about fantasy football and, you know, whether or not it makes sense for the team long term, you know, was it the right move to make? Are they in that win now mode like you see with some teams like the Falcons were a couple years ago when they made the similar type of trade to go up and get Julio Jones? I think that remains to be seen. But from a fantasy perspective, look, he's the best receiver that was in the draft class. He certainly is a difference maker, a playmaker, a guy that can change an offense, you know, if he does, in fact, live up to the hype. And you know, I think if that's the type of team you're trying to build and you want to, you know, make a statement that we can get the best players, go out and get them, and that's what they did.
This got my attention, Jamie. You're right. Watkins might eventually develop into one of the best receivers in NFL history. That's pretty strong praise for a guy who hasn't played it down yet.
Well, again, you're looking at skill set, you're looking at talent, you're looking at potential. You know, it's just speculation. You know, I think we have to see him, as you said, step on the field and do what he's capable of doing. But somebody's going to eventually have to take the torch from Calvin Johnson, and why not him in a couple years when Calvin starts to slow down and, you know, maybe some of these other guys don't materialize. So there's definitely an opportunity there for him. Clearly, it's a long way to go before he lives up to that type of hype.
What holds back Sammy Watkins? I mean, you refer to him as a potential mid-round pick in most fantasy leagues. Do you think that's where he would belong?
Well, that's where he's going to go. You know, he's actually somebody I think is probably going to get drafted a little sooner than he probably should, just because rookie receivers tend to struggle, you know, for a variety of reasons. And the quarterback situation there, you know, I think E.J. Manuel is a guy that's got another player with a lot of potential, a lot of upside. But he struggled last year with injuries. He struggled, you know, to put together consistent games and consecutive games of good performances. You know, when you look at, from a fantasy perspective, what the Bills were able to produce from the receiver spot, in a standard league, Robert Woods was their best guy at number 55. So, you know, somebody's got to change the dynamic of that passing game, that receiving core, to help fantasy owners. Steve Johnson used to be a very good fantasy receiver, never really was a great one. And I think that Sammy Watkins could be a great one, but I don't think we're going to see it this year. I think he's one of those guys that could get overdrafted based on name, based on where he was taken in the NFL draft. If you get him more as your third, possibly better as your fourth receiver on your fantasy team, much better situation.
And in fact, Jamie, you're right. I like Watkins better in dynasty formats, which, what, indicates that you think if you get him now, you're kind of, it's a future pick. You'd have him for a couple of years and he might be better down the line.
Oh, without a doubt, he's better in the long-term format. You know, again, you know, we'll see if E.J. Manuel is the long-term answer at quarterback. We'll see if Watkins can step in and play at a high level right away. But I think, you know, down the road, when everything starts to shake out, he understands the NFL, understands coverages. There's a reason you hear the third-year wide receiver theory, you know, talks about whether you're talking NFL or fantasy conversations. It takes receivers time to develop. It takes time to learn the route tree. It takes time to learn how to understand coverage, understand where the quarterback wants you to go, what the system is. And so 2 or 3 years, you're going to see the best of Sammy Watkins. This year, though, it's a more of a long-term investment than a short-term thing.
We're live on the line with Jamie Eisenberg. He is the senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. You write in your Bills review, your fantasy outlook for the Bills, Jamie, don't give up yet on C.J. Spiller. Do you think some fantasy owners might be tempted to give up on C.J. based on what happened last year?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, fantasy owners are a fickle bunch. You know, it's typically, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And he was drafted as a top 5 pick. You know, and I think it was justified based on the way that he played in 2012. You know, the thought was, can Fred Jackson stay healthy? You know, prior to last year, he had played, I think, 10 games in 3 consecutive years. You know, had trouble staying on the field. The offensive line was expected to, you know, be a dominant force like we saw a year ago. That didn't necessarily materialize. The quarterback change, you know, thought that would help some things. And you left a lot of people, you know, feeling, you know, kind of down, understandably, because he wasn't the performer that you drafted in the first round and didn't reap that benefit. I got a chance. I went to the owners' meetings this year, and Doug Marrone said something that I think you know, probably myself and a lot of other people, you know, overlooked a little bit was the knee injury in the preseason. You know, that may have lingered a little bit early into the year. And then, as we all know, the ankle injury really slowed him down. So I think the value this year is going to be much better because you're talking about, you know, a third, fourth round pick, depending on how your league is, how your draft goes. He's going to be more of a number two fantasy running back, as we like to say, not necessarily a number one elite level guy. He has elite level talent, as we saw 2 years ago. If he can get back to that, then it's great. And you're probably going to end up, you know, feeling very good about your fantasy team, if not great, because of that guy. But he could also turn around and play like he did last year. Fred Jackson's still there. They add Bryce Brown. Could be a tough situation for him if things don't go his way.
Jamie, you mentioned his partner back there, Fred Jackson, who was, what, 10th in fantasy running backs last year. You don't expect that kind of production to continue this year?
Well, you know, a year older, he did a great job, as you guys are certainly well aware, of fighting through the injuries, you know, the knee problem that he was dealing with. And, you know, that probably would have knocked him out for a few games, as we saw the previous seasons. Last year, he gutted through it and played at a very high level in terms of his fantasy production. But, you know, you're hearing the things, I'm sure the things that I'm reading, you guys are dealing with firsthand about Bryce Brown maybe cutting into his role. Obviously, you know, with the it's hard to fall for what the coaches are saying about C.J. Spiller, because that's what really made me buy in last year about feeding him the ball until he throws up. But they are talking about his workload, you know, being up there in the 15 to 20 carry range or 15 to 20 touch range. Obviously, if Bryce Brown's getting work and C.J. Spiller's doing what he's supposed to, that's clearly going to impact Fred Jackson. So this is a guy I think, you know, maybe the last year in the NFL, certainly the last year in Buffalo just based on contract. So I think you'll have some good moments, if not great moments, if Spiller falters or does get hurt. But clearly he's not going to be number 10, if not even in the top 30 of running backs this year.
Hey, Jamie, in your fantasy outlook for the Bills, you include a paragraph, a couple of lines on schedule analysis, which I found very interesting. Do you do that for all the teams? And can you talk about how the schedule plays out for a fantasy player who might be interested in some of these Buffalo Bills?
Sure. You know, the thing about the schedule, which I'm never a big fan of it, you know, it's something that they want us to do just because, you know, it gives people an idea of, you know, kind of the early part of the season and the late part of the season, which I think is something that fantasy owners should buy into because, you know, if you're facing, you know, a daunting schedule toward the end of the year, clearly that's going to impact when you're trying to, you know, win a fantasy championship or certainly, you know, make some noise in the fantasy playoffs. And the early part of the season, you know, you should have an indication of what defense look like. But we see year over year the way that the NFL is and certainly the parity that teams that look good on paper don't necessarily always materialize. So, you know, I think we could all sit here and say the Seahawks probably going to have the best defense in the NFL because they're young. They were great a year ago. But you never know what an injury or two can do. And certainly a lot of people probably based on what happened in 2012, you know, in your backyard, that Buffalo was supposed to be great. Well, it didn't necessarily come to the level that it was supposed to be. Last year they turned around and had a fantastic year defensively. So it's just interesting to see how it all plays out.
We're on the line with Jamie Eisenberg, senior fantasy writer for CBS Sports. I have a couple of more questions for you, Jamie, and you're just a few days removed, what, last Friday from your first fantasy football mock draft, you and some other fantasy football experts. You know, in a league where the running game is supposed to be, the importance is diminishing, why is it that, you know, Peterson, Charles, McCoy, Forte, why do all these running backs go so early in fantasy drafts?
Well, I think you kind of answered your own question without even knowing it, is that there's so few of those guys that if you can grab onto one of them, that's going to really set your team apart from the teams that are sort of playing mix and match at that position on a week-to-week basis. Because receiver is so deep, there's so much talent at the receiver position, there's so much talent at the quarterback position. If you can get 2, 3, 4 stud running backs, you know, this is why, you know, I still advocate taking C.J. Spiller early, even though there's a lot of cause for concern. If you can latch on to one of these guys or two of these guys, or again, you know, as many as you possibly get, and they hit, well, then you're talking about not only having the depth, but you're having two guys that could carry your team if you get the right quarterback and right, you know, stable of receivers. So if you're able to take one of those guys that are three down backs, you know, catch the ball, work at the goal line, certainly going to be in the 20 carry range, your team is really set up to have a good season. So I know it's a passing league. You know, we saw Peyton Manning and the Broncos set all those records a year ago. But you know what? Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. So
yeah.
It kind of shows you that you can still run the ball and have success, not only in the NFL, but also in fantasy.
In your fantasy football mock draft from last Friday, 10-team league, you had Peyton Manning go in the first round. And then another quarterback, by my count, was not drafted until the third round when Drew Brees went. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the draft you're referring to is actually, I do these drafts with users, so I don't know if that's necessarily one you want to use in terms of, you know, experts, but we actually did a draft this past week as well. Peyton Manning went in the second round. Usually you're going to see most quarterbacks go in the first round. The first two rounds was where you'll see the three elite guys of Manning, Breeze, and Aaron Rodgers. And then it could be a little bit of a lull, but that next group of Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Nick Foles, Colin Kaepernick, Tony Romo, Tom Brady, you know, there's a whole host of guys, which is why I was saying quarterback is so deep. You're able to sort of wait and still get a very good guy. It's not going to be Peyton Manning. It may not be Breeze or Rodgers. But there are a lot of quarterbacks that have an opportunity to have some big years this year.
Jamie, it appears there is no end in sight to the fantasy football craze. I mean, it might be as popular as ever right now. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, obviously we feel like we do a very good job at CBSSports.com, but many other sites, you know, from the big ones to the small ones, you know, they're not only, you know, having a good game that you could play, but also, you know, certainly much more content that you can digest. It's growing year over year. You know, the things that are happening with technology, you know, you could watch videos that we put out on your cell phone. Obviously, you know, you check out everything on your computer. But, yeah, it's the bigger the NFL gets, the bigger fantasy gets, and certainly we only hope that it continues, because otherwise I'll be out of a job, which I would not be happy about.
No end in sight. Hey, Jamie, thanks. Hope we can do this again sometime.
My pleasure, and good luck to your team this year.
Thanks a lot, Jamie Eisenberg. He is a fantasy football senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. He is a columnist and on-air personality for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, and he's done a fantasy outlook for, I guess, essentially every team in the NFL, including the Buffalo Bills.